by calling 877-500-5266 with your pledge of support on a monthly basis. Become a monthly member now.
That's right. It is, in fact, our grassroots supporters, that's you, that demand our independence and that, in fact, allow us to be independent because your financial support makes it so. This is the time to step forward. It is time for you to claim the airwaves and become a member of KBOO This Morning. Please do dial 877-500-5266 or online at kboo.fm. This is your moment. Please step forward and help us raise that $300 goal for alternative radio. You just heard it. And coming right up, Air Cascadia. Keep KBOO financially strong with your support. 877-500-5266.
This is KBOO Portland. Coming up next is Air Cascadia headlines, interviews, and commentary. At 10:15 is Flashpoints with Dennis Bernstein, and at 11, Stage and Studio presents two new shows focusing on African-American stories, Skeleton Crew at the Artist Repertory Theater and The Color Purple at Portland Center Stage. At 11:30, Art Focus talks to sculptor Dana Lynn Lewis about her new project, Gather, Make Shelter in Pioneer Courthouse Square. All of these KBOO programs are made possible by your support. We'd like you to become a member by calling 877-500-5266.
KBOO would like to give special thanks to our local community partners who've donated food for our volunteers today. Breakfast was provided by Bread and Ink Cafe, located at 3610 Southeast Hawthorne Boulevard in Portland, serving family-style breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Lunch provided by Aviv, located at 1125 Southeast Division Street in the Hosford-Abernethy neighborhood. Open daily from lunch to dinner, Aviv serves vegan-friendly Middle Eastern cuisine. Dinner provided by Le Bistro Montage, located in Portland's Industrial District at 301 Southeast Morrison Street. Le Bistro Montage serves Creole cuisine, open daily from dinner to late night. For more information on how you can support KBOO, call 877-500-5266 right now.
KBOO's prize drawing rules. Everyone who donates will be entered into the drive prize drawings. No purchase necessary to be entered. Making a purchase or contribution will not improve an individual's chance for winning. The fall drive prize drawing is subject to all applicable federal, state, and local laws and regulations. Void where prohibited or restricted by law or regulations. To enter, call 877-500-5266 between the hours of 6 a.m. and 10 p.m. and provide your name, complete address with zip code, date of birth, and day evening phone numbers with area code. Only one entry per person per household per year will be accepted during the drive drawing period. Entries may be mailed with the aforementioned information to KBOO Radio, care of Membership Department, 20 Southeast 8th Avenue, Portland, Oregon, 97214, postmarked by September 22nd. Incomplete or late entries will not be accepted. Winner will be determined in a random drawing on Thursday, October 4th. Winner will be notified by telephone, mail, or email after Monday, October 8th. For a copy of official prize drawing rules and restrictions, and for the names of the winners, go to kboo.fm/fall2018drawing. And thank you.
Good morning, Cascadia. Today's Tuesday, September 18th, 2018. Do you hear something in the background? I bet you do. This is something a lot of people... We're dialing 5 right now. And we're going to be talking with James Scott. He's been on death row in San Quentin for 32 years. He's the clearest, most sane, intelligent voice I have heard in many years, and I'm going to put James on the mic in an awkward sort of way with my phone, and we're going to try to talk a little bit about this. Good morning, James. Thank you so much for being with us today.
Good morning.
And you're saying good morning. We're all saying good morning, Cascadia, out there to listeners. James, I want you to, if you could, to just briefly tell listeners your story. Go ahead. It's all yours.
My story starts April 23rd, 1986. You know, really April 22nd. I was sitting in a little motel, you know, doing my little thing. At that time, I was really out of it. Having to watch the television.
How old were you? How old were you at the time?
At that time, I was 23, 22 years old. And I see myself on the local television. Called my sister, and they ended up taking me to the police station. Which at one, when I was arrested, they had me in this little interview room, asked me all kind of questions, and they said that I harmed a lady. I what is known as nutted up into, you know, went crazy off in the little interview room. They went and got my mother to calm me down. To make a long story short, transferred me to the L.A. County Jail and administered some Milarel or something, shot it in my neck. So about several months went by. I was in a gang watch, so I didn't realize I had pled guilty to harming this young lady. His name was Wanda. And I ended up going to Chino Prison, where I found out I had 42 years. I didn't realize they had been administering forced medication upon me, Milarel, 720 milligrams three times a day. So my grandmother came up there and visited me, got me an attorney. Attorney dies after filing my first brief. And I was in San Quentin Prison, sitting there. About 22 months later, they come transfer me back to the L.A. County Jail. And I went, no one came to talk to me, no detectives, no one read me my rights or anything, and I was transferred back to the county, which was Lancaster Court. Well, this attorney comes and sits down, I look at him, he smiles at me like a chess cat, the one that done. He says, how you feeling? And I'm like, how you think I'm feeling? So he tells me, look, they run you down here, you know, they want you to testify on a grand jury. I said, for what? I said, I'm not going to do nothing like that. He said, well, they're going to offer you 15 years of life. I said, for what? I said, I'm already doing time for in case I didn't have anything to do. So, make a long story short, they charged me for murder. And I basically got messed up, bottom line, got messed up. This is difficult for me to explain because I can't even believe it. You know, I've been locked up 32 years and I've been crying about my innocence and so on and so forth. The more I dig, the more dug into my case, the more I realize that I had no way of addressing the issue because I'm already crying. Give me.
You know, this is, I hope people listening, this is why activism around prison reform is vital, because this is all of us. This is all of us. Any one of us could be in this situation. This could happen to us in a moment, except it doesn't. And I would, obviously, we all know that this is because a large part of our audience, let's just say it, is white, and so we are privileged from the get-go. All of us share in the culpability. We may think that we have nothing to do with James's story, but this is our story. As James said, to make a long story short, that's exactly what we should be doing right now, is making his long story shorter by throwing all our weight into the effort to free people like James, who has, in all of these years, what have we done? Think about your life. In 32 years, what have you accomplished? Well, in just a minute, James can tell you what he's accomplished. And that is, of course, becoming one of the clearest, wisest voices you're likely to hear anywhere. Are you ready, James? Can you talk a little bit more?
Yeah, I'm ready. You know, I can talk about the case, but, you know, it just infuriates me that the guy that implicated me was an informant for the sheriff's department. And, you know, in Cali, you know, they ex-con with a gun, you get life. You know, he was caught with numerous types of weaponry. They knew he did this particular crime. My only thing that I was guilty of because of my past. Now, don't get it wrong. I mean, as a youth, I was not an angel. You know, I grew up in Los Angeles. And yeah. my first crime, I stole when I was 12 years old to get something to eat. So, you know, as a man, 32 years, I went from being a recalcitrant individual to a spiritual man, you know, to where I'm at right now.
Talk a bit about that. Talk about where you are right now.
That's what I find
incredible.
That's what I'm getting. You know, spirituality has helped. You know, spirituality has helped me. It has done for me, you know, I like so many of my fellow brothers and that's incarcerated, you know, we go through this madness, you know, blaming everybody for why we're here. But you know, when you stop for just 1 minute and say, look, it's me, at some point you have to be accountable for one's actions. You know, it was
this call and your telephone number will be monitored and recorded.
It turned me to, I mean, I've been through the Islam, the Buddhist, the so on and so forth, the religion tied to something else, to spirituality, where I can now say that, you know, the Holy Spirit has blessed me, which is Sophia, you know, divine principle, the divine feminine, the all, which has kept me and keeping me strong and trying to keep positive and influence others that I come in contact with, not to engage, not to become victims, not to become, you know, throwaways in these prison systems. You know, we forget that, you know, that five-year-old child, whether it's your niece, nephew, son, daughter, grandchild, so on and so forth, you know, in 13 years, it will be eligible for something like this. Teach them love. Don't teach them hate. Don't have them fighting. I've been through this. I'm speaking from experience. You know, once your heart is cut off at a youthful age, I didn't start loving myself till I turned 42. I'm 56 years old. So it ain't about me. It's about the children, really. You know, that five-year-old, that little kid you see when you got $200-$300 in your pocket. You see his mother right there buying a small soda and a little hamburger. Give him something. From your heart. You know, we sit there and talk about how we want to change America and we're American, so on and so forth, but we will step on each other at this moment's notice. Not all, but unfortunately, majority. We need to love each other. That's all I can say. You know, we have to show love to the gangsters and these men that women are in prison. Because what they are in prison is hate. And then they get out. They just like, oh man, you throw your hands up. That's all they know is hate. If you don't show them love, at least show some loyalty. And for me, I just have to just keep on moving. You know, the Kabbalah has been really sharing a lot of light in my life right now.
James, we're running up against a little bit of against time right now. I don't mean to be. Just a final thought for our listeners. Could you just leave us with advice?
The only advice I have right now, like I said, is about the kids. Say that 5-year-old, that 6-year-old, that 7-year-old, that 15-year-old. If you don't volunteer to help grown people, help that 15-year-old that's incarcerated. Open there and show them love. Go sit in them courtrooms and seeing how, you know, they're just being railroaded. There's two different kinds of laws. It's laws for them and laws for us. It's demonstrated every day when you look at this new administration. They show it to you.
That's, James, it's all the time that we have. Thank you so much.
I love y'all. Take care of yourself. I'll give you a call about
I could
get called another time.
Okay.
All right, take care.
That's the word today from San Quentin. Everybody out there listening, you're free. You can reach out, touch the button on that computer screen on your phone and become a member of KBOO right now. You can do that. You're free to do that. Get the facts, know your rights, take a stand, and we go to the membership room. We've gone over time. Please do call us right now at that, or you can, of course, do this online. Take care of business one way or another. The phone number is 877-500-5266. You know that number for membership drives in the past. We got friends out there. I believe Ani is with us this morning.
That is absolutely right, Chris. I am here, and this is your time right now to support Air Cascadia this morning at 877-500-5266. We've heard from Travis. Thank you so much, Travis.
Yeah.
And we've heard from Graham, a new member in San Francisco, Southeast Portland.
That's right.
Southeast Portland representing. Thank you both, Travis and Graham. And now let's thank you at 877-500-5266 when you call with your support this morning. Become a new member of KBOO right now because this is powerful radio. This is radio that reaches people. This is radio that connects people. And right now we're asking you to connect with us.
Help grow people. KBOO helps people grow, including you. 877-500-5266. That's the number to call and show your support.
And you're listening to Flashpoints on Pacifica Radio. My name is Dennis Bernstein, and we are delighted to kick off the program with Senator Emeritus Kevin DeLeon, State Senator of California, running for the National Senate. He's going up against Dianne Feinstein, and we're delighted to have him on the show today. Senator, welcome back to Flashpoints.
Well, good afternoon, Dennis. I appreciate it. It's always great to be back.
Well, thanks for taking the time out of your busy schedule. I need to start here. We now have seen this horrific situation at the border where you've got an agent unchecked, not even trained well, like many of the agents now, facing charges of mass murder. I'm wondering if the right wing now thinks it's time to end.